I want to bring on Senator John Braun, who is the head of the Washington State Senate's GOP caucus. Senator, I want to put the question this way. Brand new governor in Bob Ferguson. I was prepared to be disappointed by him or that he would do the things that Democrats usually do. And then there were a couple of signs maybe early on that maybe he's not going to be the tried and true liberal. Has that borne out through his decision on which bills to sign and which budgets to okay? Or is he just going to run the standard Democrat line?
Well, I think it's still to be determined. Certainly, as you said, he surprised many of us by taking a more moderate view, especially on budget issues and tax issues than we would have expected, and pushed back pretty hard on the Democratic majorities to cut their spending and cut their taxes. Now, I say that, but also recognize they cut it from ridiculously high to only maybe amazingly high. And it remains to be seen on whether he's going to sign it or not. I think, you know, what's in front of him, both the budget and the taxes that go with it, are much higher than he indicated he would support. But I think it feels a little bit like they have him boxed in. He's just going to do the standard Democratic thing and sign everything. We'll see. There's also a few bills that are out there that haven't been signed yet. It remains to be seen. So far, we haven't seen a single veto.
Now, we're going to see the biggest property tax hike and tax hike in Washington state history. Is that fair? Is that a fair assessment of it?
Yeah, certainly the biggest tax increase in Washington state history, both a sales tax increase, a business and occupations tax increase, which goes directly to the consumer, a property tax increase, not the one that was proposed, the one that was been proposed to raise the rate. We actually, thanks to people across the state speaking up, we stopped that. But then they came back with a different property tax hike that basically increases the school levies in a way that not only will cost taxpayers billions of dollars, but will also create huge inequity between property-rich districts, school districts, and property-poor school districts.
Now, why? What is the justification, if any, that your Democrat colleagues have offered up for why a state that has increased its own budget dramatically over the last decade, you've detailed that a dozen times on this show, is there any justification for this kind of spending excess, especially as we head into what could be a soft or worse economy in the next year ahead?
No. I mean, here's the thing is nothing they've proposed has done anything to curb the addiction to new spending that the Democratic majorities have shown over the last four or five cycles. They continue to outspend revenue, play budget tricks, even with what will ultimately be $13 billion over the next 4 years in new taxes. They still play budget tricks inside the two-year budget that hides basically a couple billion dollars of IOUs for future legislators to cover. I'd say it this way. You know, Governor Ferguson, you know, one of the things he said that I thought was the most important was he doesn't want to be in this situation again next year or the year after. I guarantee you, if he signs the budget and the tax increases as presented to him by the majority Democrats in the legislature, we will be in this exact same situation in the future.
Now, is that I want people to understand this. Most of us are not lawmakers like you are. But is that because he's committing the state to new programs and spending that will require more increases as we go forward to the next biennium?
It's actually a couple things. One is just we continue to overspend. And you're exactly right. We're spending in a way that will bring, you know, there's a bow wave to all this that we cannot keep up with. And the other thing is you put this level of taxation on an economy, even an economy that's been as robust and resilient as Washington's economy, you're going to see it affected. We're already seeing a significant slowdown in our economy. We're not in a recession, but we're plateaued. And I think this level of taxation is going to send us downhill. And if that happens, we'll be in a world of trouble.
Okay. How much support did the Democrats get from the Republican Party, for any Republican members, for all of this? Any?
None. Zero. They weren't even interested in discussing this with Republicans. And I should remind, we put together our budget leads, put together a budget that completely lived within our means. It didn't cut services to our most vulnerable. It fulfilled the state's obligations and didn't have a penny of new taxes. This could have been done much better, actually get after the spending problem, but they weren't interested in any of it.
Is there anything that can be done to ameliorate the effects of this on people at this point, or is it all pretty much baked in the cake?
Well, I mean, the governor hasn't signed them yet. I mean, he has two choices, right? He could sign them, three choices. He could sign them, he could veto them, he could just do nothing, and then they go into law after 20 days without his signature. My hope is that he vetoes some or all of them and says, nope, come back and try again, because this is the wrong direction. You mentioned before, we're headed into a certainly unknown, possibly downhill in the economy. We can't afford to put our state's budget situation at this much risk by overspending yet again.
Couldn't agree with you more. Senator, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. That's Washington State Senator John Braun, who's head of the Washington State Senate's GOP caucus.